Would you ever call them like just little varmints?
Oh yeah, you call in. We just call anything like that. This wild varmint, if he's aggravating, he's a darn varmint.
And you have the thing down here that kind of looks like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees.
He's a flying squirrel?
Or the kind that, there's no one that can't climb him at all. He's got a stripe down his back.
No, we don't have that. What is that? We don't have that here. I don't know what you're talking about, but we don't have it.
Chipmunk?
Yeah, we don't have that. Groundhogs and things like, we don't have that down here. I've seen them, but I don't.
You have the kind of animal that croaks out in the swamps.
A frog?
Yes, what's some of the different kinds of frogs you have?
Well, there's a bull frog and a spring frog and a toad frog and a horned toad and all kinds.
What's the difference? The spring frog, what's he like?
Well, he's between a spring frog. He's not as big. He don't grow to be as big as a bullfrog. You know, bullfrogs, you use that legs of them. I like them.
Yeah, good
eating.
Yeah, what about the toad now?
Well, the old toad frog, he's done, but I like for him to stay around my place here all the time because he eats all kinds of insects.
And he's the one that just lives in the water, lives out
there. Well, in other words, they lay their spawn in the water, the old toads do.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, they'll squawk and race and whatever they're laying in, and they just lay a million of them in the tadpoles, is what they call them then, and then they shed and turn to a frog. And then he comes to the hill and stays a mosquito raising the water. But the old toad, I don't know where you ever tried it or not, but I tell you what you do, you just get you some double-aught buckshot, or buckshot, and get him and put him at the end of a board and kind of slant the board down like that, and he's got a tongue that long, and you roll on buckshot down and you catch every one of them and you saw him till you get to, you can't even move, and then you pick him up, shake him out of it, roll him, and you catch him again. We get to play with him.
I'll have to try that sometime.
The old toad around the house, you know, hops around and eats, and all he catches is flies and insects.
Is the spring frog, is that the same thing as a tree frog?
No, he stays around the edge of the water. And if you go with him, chug, old boy, he'll go, and that's the end of him. You don't see him no more.
Now, y'all have tree frogs around here?
Not that I know of. Unless you'd call it a rain frog.
Yeah, that's what you
know. Well, we have him here. Stays right here on the windows around here and catches insects on spring. A little green frog, well, we have a lot of that.
Now, what are some of the things you might fish with, say if you're going freshwater fishing?
Well, if I'm going freshwater fishing this evening, I'd go out there and dig me up some mud worm. That's what they call a mud worm. Now, they call a coffee worm, earth worm.
What's that mud worm look like?
He's a long, about that long, gets to be a pretty good size. One of the good big ones happen to be out there. And they stay in low ground like my ground here, you can hook him on your hook and he's wiggling all the time. He don't die so quick, he don't quit. And that mud worm is used to water anyhow, you know, living right down in the mud water. And he'll stay alive a long time and he'll really hunt for a bream to come catch you.
You have the kind of hard shell thing that
turtles?
Yeah.
We have what they call a mobilian turtle, they call them. Mm-hmm. And they've had a streaked head turtle.
These things live in the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have anything kind of like the turtle, except it lives just on dry land?
Well, that's what we call a gopher.
Gopher.
That's where he digs him a hole.